What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. And today is episode 9 of season 1. So, let's jump right into it. Today is very early for my normal upload time. But, yeah, I am here. So, hello. What's up, blog? This will be posted on my blog. This is episode 9 of season 1. Today, I'm going to do a deep review of yesterday's USA Trail games and what I think. Do a pretty deep review, preview of tonight's NHL game, USHL game. Do a deep review and thoughts of yesterday's NHL games, do a deep, preview on tonight's NHL games. And then, at the end, I'm going to do a top three most disappointing and surprising players. I'm going to do top three most, like, disappointing players and the top three, like, players that have shocked me because they've been doing so good these playoffs of the first round. So, we'll jump straight into it. We're going to do a deep review on yesterday's USA Trail game. So, we're going to go score by score. We're going to go with the game that I did watch in its entirety. Week Fine Saints, Muskegon, Lumberjacks. Here we go. I am going to read the article that I just posted on my blog, reviewing it. So, yeah, here we go. So, all right. Dubuque looks to punch the ticket to the Claw Cup final as Muskegon looks to stay alive. Even though Dubuque led the shots 15-3 in the first, Sheikha Roots and Gautier stood tall as it was 0-0 to end the first. Lucas St. Louis opened the scoring as he scored his third of the postseason and his second power play goal as he shot a one-timer that deflected into the net by a defenseman. Josh Giuliani got another one for Dubuque as he came down the left side and beat Gautier 5-4. It was 2-0 Saints lead to end the second period. Josh Giuliani got his second of the night and postseason as he hammered in a rebound to extend the Saints lead to 3-0. Gavin Cornforth got the dagger for the Saints as he ripped the shot off the faceoff. The Saints won this game 4-0 with the Kevin Raylor shutout. He collected his third shutout of the postseason. Saints have punched their ticket to the Clark Cup final for the first time since 2016. The three stars were three, Sheikha Boots and Gautier of the Muskegon Lumberjacks, two, Josh Giuliani of the Dubuque Fighting Saints, and number one, Kevin Raylor of the Dubuque Fighting Saints. So, I think that, I know, this time, there was a positive coming out of this for the Saints. They held on to this lead entirely. Did not let Muskegon get it close. Got a shutout. Did what they needed to do. Played a full 60 minutes. Got the power play goals. 5-on-5 goals. Played great defense. Great goaltending. They had the real deal. They are the real deal, and they had their full. They had their best game on this series. So, to end it in Muskegon, as the Saints stay, one of, if not the best road teams in the USHL this year. They punch a ticket to the Clark Cup final as they will represent the East in the Clark Cup finals. Whoever would win this series that I'm going to talk about right now will face the Saints. So, Western Conference Finals, Game 3. Fargo Force traveling to Sioux City. Game 3, series tied at 1 apiece. Fargo looks to take a 2-1 series lead, and so does Sioux City. Lee Parks opens the scoring for Fargo for 16 into the game. Colin Kessler stays hot as he ties it up for Sioux City, 17-32 into the first period. It was 1-1 to end the first. Ethan Gardula gave Sioux City the lead 10-13 into the second. Caden Shannon extended that lead 16-48 into the second. Giacomo Martino added another one for Sioux City on the power play, 19-37 into the second. There's 23 seconds left in the second. It was 4-1 to end the second. Then Point got one back for Fargo on the power play, 12-26 in the third period. Caden Shannon got the dagger and empty net goal, 12-22 in the third. Sioux City won this game 5-2 on home ice. Sioux City has a chance to go to the Clark Cup final tonight in Sioux City. The three stars were three, Ethan Gardula of the Sioux City, two, Samuel Urban also of Sioux City, and number one, Caden Shannon of Sioux City. Sioux City controlled this game from top to bottom. Samuel Urban, goalie of Sioux City, played a great game. Defense played great. Offense was very opportunistic and got in the dirty areas to get good goals. Power play goals, even strength goals, good defense. All around great game for Sioux City. Fargo must bounce back tonight or they will be going home. in back-to-back years. So, yeah, if you're a Sioux City fan, you're liking what you're seeing out of your team right now. So, yeah, that's how that is looking right now. Yeah, that was a review of yesterday's games. Now we're going to do a pretty deep preview of tonight's game. So there's only one game because one of the series is over, as I said. Three final scenes, move on, swept Lumberjacks. There's one game today, Sioux City Musketeers game 4. Have a chance to move on. I will be making predictions as well in this game. So I'll jump into it. I think Sioux City is looking really good, but I think Fargo will bounce back. They will have a bounce back game. I do not think Fargo is going down without a fight. Fargo is the best regular season team ever, statistically wise, for a reason. And they have the star powers to score. They have the defense to shut down any team. They have a goalie to shut out any team. So this team is nasty. And but Sioux City's playing so good. They have capitalizing the opportunity. They've been opportunistic. They've been great in the power play, great in the penalty kills. They have been able to combat this phenomenal Fargo team. They've been able to take a 2-1 series lead in this series. They have been able to, they've been better than Fargo this series. Fargo took game 1, yes, but Sioux City took game 2 and 3 pretty convincingly. So, yeah, there's that. They're on a 2-game 1 streak this series. My prediction, Sioux City wins this game. I think Sioux City moves on tonight. I think they've been able to combat with Fargo, and they've been better than Fargo, and Fargo has been kind of falling apart, and I think they're going to stay that way. I think they're going 4-3 in regulation. 4-3 regulation win for Sioux City as they move on to face the Saints in the Clark Cup final is my prediction. And after this series is over, I will be making my final Clark Cup final predictions. So, yeah, I'll be making my final Clark Cup final predictions after this Western Conference final is over. So, yeah. That's it. We're going to do a deep review and thoughts of yesterday's NHL game. So, let's see how many there were. I think there's only one. Yep. All right, so we got more time to talk about this game. Toronto Maple Leafs defeat the Bruins 2-1. All I got to say is if you haven't been following with hockey, you won't understand. You might not know right now. But the Bruins were up 3-1 in the series. They're confident, we got this series, right? Nope. They did the same thing last year. They blew a 3-1 lead and lost it. They're going to game 7. First game, game 5, they had no effort. They looked like they did not want to win. They only had 2 shots and goal in the first period. Joseph Woll played great. They just had no effort. Maple Leafs deserved that game. This game was even worse. They had 1 shot and goal in the first period. They had no effort. Maple Leafs looked like they actually wanted it. Bruins did not look like they wanted it. They had no effort. Swayman, of the Bruins goaltender, was the only person on the Bruins to show up that game. The only player on the Bruins to show up that game. William Nylander, the Maple Leafs, scored 2 goals. The only 2 goals for the Maple Leafs. he won that game for them. Lucky Joseph Woll would have got a shutout, but I kid you not, Morgan Geeky of the Bruins scored with 0.1 second left to ruin the shutout. But if you were a Maple Leafs fan, you should be happy and be confident because your team's looking like the only team in this series that actually gives a crap. And if Maple Leafs does win Game 7, they will face facing the Florida Panthers. And whoever does win that series will face the Panthers. And I think the Maple Leafs would give the Panthers a harder time than the Bruins would right now, honestly. But it's crazy to think about, though, because, of course, it has to be the Bruins and the Maple Leafs. One of the greatest rivalries in NHL history. It has to go to a Game 7 in this kind of way. It just has to be. And it's in TD Garden in Boston. Just has to happen this way. It just does. But, yeah. Nylander scored first. He shot a puck towards the top of the blue line and went in off defenseman Charlie McAvoy's leg and beat Swayman 1-0 to end the second period just like that. Nylander scored on a breakaway. He beat Swayman 5-4 on a breakaway. It was 2-0 Leafs. Morgan Geeky scored with 0.1 seconds left on the clock, but it doesn't really matter. Maybe he won 2-1 technically, but yeah. So there's that. Here, let's look at the statistics here. 20 shots, the shots in goal in Toronto Maple Leafs favor 26-23. Face-off percentage 63-37 in the Maple Leafs' favor. Both was zero. Maple Leafs was 0-for-3 on the power play, and the Bruins was 0-for-1 on the power play. Bruins had 4 more penalty minutes. The Bruins had about 9 more hits. And the Maple Leafs had 13 more block shots. So that's just proof. Look at the shots. Bruins had 1 shot and goal in the first period. That is just ridiculous. The Maple Leafs had 12 in the first period. Such a difference in shots. The effort level is so different, and the Maple Leafs deserve these last two games that if the Maple Leafs don't win this series, it is kind of sad because they deserve to win this series. Definitely deserve to win this series, but I don't know. Boston, I don't know. They don't have the star power, and I expected this. I expected them to be where they are, but it makes sense why they're not doing anything because they have no star power. David Pastrnak is a great goal scorer, but he's been silent. He's been a ghost these playoffs. And Marchand's been great, yes, but that's about all they've been going for him. They don't really get any star offensive star power outside of Pastrnak, who's been invisible these playoffs. And Marchand, that's it. Marchand's the only person that's really showing up for them this postseason, besides obviously Swayman and Net. But the reason why they're only scoring 1-2 goals a game is because they got no star power. They don't. That's the problem. Maple Leafs has all the star power in the world with Nylander. I know Matthews isn't playing, but he is still on that team. Marner's been starting to show up the last couple games. And Tavares, but yeah, they have so much more star power. And Joseph Woll has been phenomenal. I think if he started since game one, the Maple Leafs would have won the series in 5. But they started Samsonov, and that's why they went to game 7 right now. But if they started Joseph Woll, I think they would have won in 5. I just really like in the Maple Leafs, and way better than I'm liking the odds of the Bruins winning this game. Or the series, the next game, which is game 5. Or game 7, but yeah. Okay, so we're going to do a deep preview of tonight's NHL game. So let's get straight to that. I'm going to read my article on it. So let's jump straight into that. Let's go. I'll be reading this article and then saying my thoughts on this article as well, like during parts of this article. You talked about the teams previously. Both of Vancouver goalies have been hurt, and the third string goalie has been great for them. So, Thatcher Demko was dealing with injury problems before playoffs. He started game 1. He was out since then. DeSmith played a great game, but he got hurt. So, they're back up. He was in clutch situations before, and he's played this year. He's been great the last couple of games, keeping Vancouver in these games. Number one defenseman, Quinn Hughes, has been getting hit a lot. So I do want to talk about this because it has been kind of going around. People have been talking about this. So if you didn't know, Quinn Hughes and the Vancouver Canucks, they're number one defenseman in the league this year, statistically-wise, and he will win the Norris, which is the defenseman of the year, more than likely. So he's been getting hit a lot. And basically what's been going on is he's been dragging the puck in his zone, and he's people know that he's undersized, so they go up to hit him, so he drags the puck and puts it up ice to get on man rush the other way when a couple people come back to hit him. Like, there's a couple plays, like, 2 people go back to hit him, and he throws the puck up the ice for, like, a 3-on-2 or a 2-on-1 while he gets hit. But this will not, because he will start getting tired, and it will not work because he is such a bit important. He's like the quarterback on their power play. He's a huge part of their rush game. And if he gets worn out and gets tired because he keeps getting hit, it's not going to be good. And if you look at the playoff, they're so much more physical, so you're going to get hit a lot more. And it's not going to be good in the long run, but yeah. That's what's been happening. That Nashville won last game 2-1, a nail-biter. Next thing I'm going to say, one of the things I'm going to say here is Vancouver's power play has been struggling. It's true. The offense has been struggling, too. The next thing I'm also going to say is Elias Pettersson of the Vancouver Canucks needs to step up. And it's true also that he has been, like, pretty much a ghost this postseason. And it's the whole offense the last couple of games has been really dry. But we got to see if they can pick it up. Yeah, as I just said, Vancouver star player Elias Pettersson needs to step it up. He's been almost invisible these playoffs, and he needs to step it up if Vancouver wants to win this series. Especially if they get past this series and they face the Oilers, who are looking like a juggernaut right now with their offense and stuff. If they want to have a chance of getting past the Oilers, he's gonna need to put up some decent points. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's gonna be really bad if he keeps playing like this. Because he is one of the main players, that's for sure. The power play has been struggling. Like, the power play percentage has not been good this postseason. I feel like Nashville's one of the best teams at blocking shots. And we can look at the block shots with Vancouver, Nashville. They block in everything on the power play. They have, like, a perfect penalty kill going for them right now. So that also does not help Vancouver's case. Vancouver's been great in the rough. As I said, it's been hoping that Quinn Hughes has been taking some of the hits so he can get odd man rushes. He's such a big part, even in the postseason and in the regular season. He's such an important part in the rush. With him and those three-star players, with them rushing up the ice, they're so good on the rush. But if Quinn Hughes starts to get tired and worn out on that rush, that's going to be a problem coming up for Vancouver if he keeps getting hit this way. Vancouver's been one of the best teams all year. They sucked last year, but this year, from start to finish, they were one of the best in the West and the best in the Pacific. So, yeah, they've been very dominant with the star goalie. They're not playing, but the other goalie has been just as good. Star players have shined. It's been great. Nashville ended really hot. They lost 9-2, and then they canceled a team trip, and they went on a 20-game point streak. And they ended the year really, really hot. So, there's that. Predictions, Vancouver wins 4-2. I think Vancouver wins 4-2. I think they move on to face the Oilers. I think the third string goalie of Vancouver is going to have another good game. I think Pettersson's going to get a goal. I think he's going to get back on track. And I think Vancouver just wins this game 4-2. And I think they move on to get out of this series finally. And then move on to face the Oilers. So, next game, Dallas Stars and Vegas Golden Knights. Game 6, Dallas lead 3-2. Vegas won the first two games. They won the first two road games. They came out hot this series. They won the first two games. They played great. So basically, I've seen videos on this and stuff, and it's true. So Vegas plays a conservative style of hockey. So, and Dallas has been one of the best rush teams in the league this year. On the rush, odd man rushes through the neutral zone. They've been phenomenal, like with the players rushing into the offensive zone. So what Vegas does is conservative, so it basically cancels out Dallas's rush game because they combat it so perfectly. So that's why Dallas lost the first two games, because their rush game has been, like, almost silent, and Vegas has been forcing them to dump the puck in. So that's what's been happening. So Dallas won the last three games. They've been hot. Wyatt Johnson's been great. The star players has been great. Andre's been great. Vegas has been very out of discipline. Yeah, they've been taking stupid penalties the last few games, and it's really getting frustrating. I'm not even a Vegas fan. I don't even like Vegas, to be honest. Like, I don't really hate them, but I don't really like them. It's because you could see last game, Petrangelo, I believe it was, yeah. He literally just turned around and punched a player in the face, got a roughing call, I think it was, and then Dallas scored on that power play. Like, that is so undisciplined to make your team get a goal against because you just lost your temper. That is ridiculous. They've been doing that all series. Goalie Logan Thompson has been playing great, but did not start last game for Vegas. Logan Thompson started the first few games of the series. He's been playing great. For some reason, Vegas, Bruce Cassidy, the coach, decided to sit him down for Aiden Hill. And Aiden Hill did not play a terrible game. Do not get me wrong. But I would have liked Logan Thompson to start that game if I was Vegas fan, but yeah, they did say him, but we're gonna see what they're gonna do tonight. Goalie Jake Andre has been great for Dallas. Yeah, he started off really rough, but he's been on a hot streak and he's won in the last couple three games, so clearly he's been pretty good. Yeah, if Dallas wins, they move on to face Colorado Avalanche. Yeah, if they win today, they move on to face the Avalanche. I already did my predictions on that series. If that does happen, I think Dallas would win that series. And I think Vegas would win that series if they moved on too. But I don't know. Dallas is looking so good. And Vegas is, it's not that Vegas is bad as, like, a team, but it's they've been so undisciplined. And they've been, like, shaky for some reason. I don't know how to explain it. It's weird. This has been a very defensive series. That is true. Score, she says that. Block shot says that. It's been a very great defensive series. It's been a very physical series. All the series have been physical, to be fair. But It has been. We can't even argue that. It's been a physical series. They have all been close games. There's not a single game that's been a blowout this series. So, yeah. Prediction, Vegas wins 3-2 in regulation. I think they stay alive to force a game 7 in Dallas. Yeah. So, here we go. Say top 3 most disappointing and surprising players. So, first we're going to go disappointing. I think everybody's most disappointing player is Connor Hellebuck of the Winnipeg Jets. So, basically, he's the Vezina favorite, which is the best goalie in the regular season. He's going to win that pretty convincingly. He's been the best goalie in the world all year, and he's fumbled. His team lost 5 games. He let up 5 or more goals in every single game, I believe, if that's right. Yeah, I think so. 5 or more goals in every single game this postseason. His team lost in 5. He played terrible. It's not all his fault. I understand that, but his defense did not help, but he has to make the saves. When your star play, when your best player on your team is the goalie, you have to, as that goalie, you have to be able to make those some saves to kind of bail your team out at times. But he did not make any of those shots, and he was just very, very disappointing this postseason. Surprising. I didn't really think about this. Let's think about this here. Who's been Valerina Trusian? There we go. Colorado Avalanche. Same series. I know he's a playoff performer, but he has 7 goals already. I'm pretty positive he has, like, 7 goals already. He's been phenomenal these postseason, and I did not expect him to be this good this postseason. So he's definitely been surprising. He's been great. Disappointing, Mitch Marner. He's been getting on the score sheet, but watching this games, he's showing no hustle when they were losing. Like, when they were down 3-1, no hustle, no energy, no nothing. He was whining. He had not finished. You can literally see Matthews was yelling at him to stop whining, and Nylander even yelled, like, said, stop effing whining. Like, they kept whining and getting hit and showing no effort, and they was not trying. It was not good for Marner. He's been picking up some of the slack lately, but it's still not good. All right, let's see. Surprising players. Who's been? I would say McDavid, but he's not really surprising because we all knew McDavid was McDavid. But, let's see. Carter Verhaeghe? Yeah, Carter Verhaeghe. I mean, I knew he was going to do really good this postseason, but let's see. He has 5 goals, 4 assists, and 9 points. He's tied for 3rd most points in the postseason. He's tied for 3rd most goals in the postseason. He's been great this postseason. So, yeah, there you go. It's 2 disappointing and surprising players. We've got to get 1 more for each. Disappointing players. Let's go. Ilya Samsonov? Yeah? Well, I don't think so. Let's see. Okay, let's think. Let's think here. What's some teams that got, like, destroyed? Maybe Nikita Kucherov. There we go. Nikita Kucherov. He had 144 points this year. He had the most points in the league. He was kind of invisible this postseason. His entire team was kind of invisible this postseason, to be fair, but he was really not helping. He wasn't really doing anything this postseason after having one his best career season and having 144 points. Very disappointing. Next, the last, the most surprising player. Not the most surprising player, but one of the most surprising players. I'm going to give this not. Let's give it to. This is very hard. I did not think about this. Zach Hyman. He scored 50 goals, but he's got 7 already in the postseason. I knew he was going to score, but I didn't know he was going to score 7 goals in 5 games in the postseason. So he's been phenomenal. There you go. That's that. This was a great episode. This was fun. This has been a great episode. This is very fun. This is a long episode. And so this would do it. I will see you guys tomorrow for episode 10 of season 1. Peace out.